朋友，欢迎到活在耶稣里网站来收听福乐人生讲坛。今天的讲员是于洪杰牧师，请你预备好圣经和受教的心，让神的话语祝福你的新生命。
Now, 我们感谢神给我们每一次这样子的聚会。
We really do want to thank the Lord for these opportunities.
我不是因为今年的人数比从前进步，我高兴。
I'm not glad just simply because we have more people attending this year than last year.
是我能够看见弟兄姊妹的渴慕，我们在主面前侍奉的品质都在进步中。
But I see the hunger within the brothers and sisters' hearts, and the quality of our services are all improving.
那我更盼望我们能够在讨主喜悦的事情上，还有我们所承受的祝福上，也能够不住的增加。
I certainly pray that concerning the things that would please the Lord, and concerning the blessing that would bring about God's house, that they would also increase.
刚才有弟兄问我是不是感冒了。
Somebody asked me, Brother Yu, are you sick?
我想大概听我的声音比较低沉哈。
Perhaps my voice is a little lower.
因为我昨天晚上大概只睡四个小时，起来十几次。
I only had about 4 hours of sleep. I kept waking up last night.
所以如果你们也想睡觉的话，这个我们彼此帮忙哈。
And if you're falling asleep, let's help one another this morning.
不要我等一下梦见自己在讲道，醒来发现真的在讲道。
And I don't want to dream about myself speaking. All of a sudden, I find myself I am speaking.
而且陈明说，一讲完道就要去照相，所以睡眼惺忪，照得不好看。
And our brother Chen Ming says, right after the message, gotta go take a picture. Regardless how we slept, maybe we won't look so good, but we're gonna take the picture anyway.
来，我们一起加油。
Let's all encourage each other.
我非常谢谢边老弟兄还有 Brother Ernest 他们这么多次的过来帮助我们。
And I'd really like to thank elderly Brother Ben and.Brother Ernest for helping us these years.
他们不辞劳苦从那么远飞过来。
They come from afar.
我们实在求主借着他们对我们说话。
And we certainly pray and know that the Lord is speaking to us through them.
其实我们的神是说话的神。
Our God is the God who speaks.
关键是在于我们常常没有听话。
Often it depends on whether we hear it or not.
或是我们听到了我们没有照着去行。
Or whether we've heard it and that we've heard it but we did not do accordingly.
我到很多地方去就发现他们都已经开始实行我们的新人门训。
And I know a lot of places that I go and visit, they have begun this Newman discipleship that we're doing.
我们到希腊去到这个加拿大去到英国去都有很多的教会还中国更多哈都在实行我们的新人门训。
We visited Greece, Canada, and England, and many churches in China. They're all put into practice this Newman discipleship.
只要我听到的我一定提醒他们一件事情。
And if I hear that they are doing the same program, I remind them of the same thing.
我说这一次新人门训对我们全教会最大的挑战就在于实行。
The greatest challenge for our church as a whole is to practice and actualize this Newman discipleship.
因为今天这个时代最大的危机就是我们到底听太多但是我们活不出来。
The critical point is that we heard so many messages, but we can't live it out.
我们所懂的所听的远远超过我们活出来的
What we know and what we hear surpass what we're able to live out
不管是大人是这样孩子是这样信徒从多年的都常常是这样
The adults, the young ones, or those who've been in the faith for many, many years
所以我们一起加油、
So again, encourage each other
那这次大会主题讲到主啊我在这里
And the theme of the conference is Here I am, Lord
那我因为正好在教会在讲这些人是谁
And during this time I've been talking about a series about Who are these people?
那我就发现我好几个想讲的人已经没有时间讲了。
And I discovered that many people that I want to touch upon, I don't have the opportunity or the time to do so.
所以我就趁着这次特会讲保罗啊。
So through this conference, I want to talk about Paul.
保罗也是这些人是谁中间一个很重要不可少的人物。
And he's an important person among the series of topic, who are these people?
然后他又非常 fit 今天的这个主题叫做主啊我在这里。
And he also fit this particular topic, here I am, Lord.
所以今天早上我从他遇见主的那一刹那哈。
And this morning, I'm going to start from the very moment that he saw the Lord.
神向他显现的时候，他对主的问话。
And the questions that he had for the Lord when the Lord appeared to him.
他问了主两个话。
He asked the Lord 2 questions.
第一个主啊，你是谁？
He says, the first question was, Lord, who are you?
他想知道这位这么大人向他显现的到底是谁。
He wants to know who exactly is this person that has revealed himself to him.
那第二个他想知道的就是说，主啊，我当做什么？
And second question he asks is, Lord, what do you want me to do?
今天晚上的这一堂呢
And this evening's message
我就用它 这个最后要被押送到罗马之前，在亚基帕王面前做见证的时候。
And I want to use the reference of right before he was taken to Rome, and he was before King Agrippa. The testimony that he gave.
他已经将近50岁、60岁了，再过几年他就要殉道了。
He was about 58-60 years of age, and he's coming very, very close to his martyrdom.
他在亚基帕王面前做的见证。
And before King Agrippa, he testified.
他说：“故此我没有违背那从上头来的意象。”
As therefore, King Agrippa, I was not disobedient to the heavenly vision.
所以我们看见了他的开始。他说：“主啊，你是谁？我该做什么？”
And from his beginning, Lord, who are you? What do you want me to do?
那么从他知道以后
，And from the moment that he understood,
他整个这一生就为了这件事情活着。
His life was lived entirely for this vision.
所以当他在最后要结束的时候
，So at the conclusion of his life,
他能够说：“我没有违背那从天上来的意象。”
So he can say, I was not disobedient to the heavenly vision.
我想昨天晚上 Brother Ernest 给我们提醒的亚撒王是一个非常重要的提醒。
And Brother Ernie gave us a very stern warning last night of King Asa.
35年多这样子的敬虔，在神的面前行为正的事。
35 years, he lived righteously before God and did what was right in the sight of the Lord.
就在最后靠近终点的时候，他 stumbled, 他失败了。
And right at the finish line, he stumbled and he fell.
所以我想我们不光在每一个的现在求神帮助我们 doing well,
and we
pray, 也希望我们在结束的时候能够 finish well.
And not only do we call out to the Lord and ask the Lord to help us every one of our now moments, but that we would finish well at the end.
所以我们现在来看今天早上保罗的问的问题。
So we want to come and look at the question that Paul asked of the Lord.
那个主啊，你是谁？我想我们不在这个今天的题目里面了。
I'm going to skip that question of Lord, who are you?
其实是一样的。好，接着他就说，主啊，我当做什么？
And immediately he asked, Lord, what do you want me to do?
请问这句话里面包含着什么？
And what are the essence of this question?
主啊，我当做什么？你们觉得这句话里面包含着什么？
What do you think Paul was thinking when he asked the question, Lord, what do you want me to do?
嘿，你们眼睛都还大大的，怎么搞得都不行呢？
Your eyes are...
像我眼睛如同无有，却炯炯有神。
All of your eyes are wide open, yet you guys are speechless. Why is that?
你们白长的大眼睛，到底在干嘛？都在发呆啊！
All these beautiful eyes, they're wasted.
他比这个 Shirley 比于师母有福哈，他还加上 beautiful eyes， 我都没有讲。哎，你们 beautiful eyes， 你们在干嘛？
All of you guys have beautiful eyes.
张姐，你的眼睛也很大，来。OK， 把向他显现的当作主，这是叫做 主权的认知啊，主权的认定。
Number one, he understood the lordship of Jesus Christ.
He 第二个呢
began a question with Lord.
第二个不要了，我们找一个小眼睛的。
Oh, oh.
谁承认跟我眼睛差不多的
？Those of you.
OK， 好，请你丁大海啊，顺服啊，很好哈。他说我当做什么表示他已经预备好了要来接受命令接受 instruction
What do you want me to do means that he's ready to receive instruction He's willing to obey
他已经 ready to take action 他已经准备好要来有行动的
He's ready to act He's ready to have action
你发现当他遇见主的时候他马上就有这个反应
You discover that the moment that he met the Lord he immediately responded this way
他承认他是主
He acknowledged that he is the Lord.
然后他已经用一个顺服的态度把自己预备好。
And with an obedient heart, he's already prepared himself.
所以弟兄姊妹，当我们在这里讲到我们要为主活的时候
，So brothers and sisters, when we talk about the fact that we want to live for the Lord,
我们先要在乎到底我们是不是真的把他当主。
And we want to care whether we truly treat him as Lord.
然后我们真的在这里说，我是不是预备好了要来顺服他给我所有的要求，所有的带领
？And then am I ready to obey all of his requirements and all of his leadings?
要在神手中成为一个贵重的器皿
，to be a vessel of honor in the hands of the Lord。
他最基本的条件就是你必须在他手中成为合用的器皿。
The very fundamental requirement is that you need to be a useful vessel in the hands.
合用的器皿，除了器皿本身需要洁净以外
，not only does the vessel need to be cleansed。
他最基本的要求就必须 available， 就是他已经是可以被用的。
But the most fundamental requirement is that it is an available vessel.
那么至于被谁用、怎么被用，那是神的事情。
Whether how it's going to be used, who's going to use it, that's in the hands of God.
我好多年以前讲过一个小故事哈。
Many years ago, I told a story.
恐怕至少在100年以前，有一个发电厂出了问题。
About 100 years ago, there was a generator plant that had a problem.
他们请了一个专家来帮忙修理。
And they asked an expert to come in to fix the problem. problem.
那个专家到处找到问题了。
The expert looked around, finally he found the problem.
他跟人家说拿一个铁锤给我。
He said, "Give me a hammer."
然后他就嘣一打。
And he used a hammer. He hit it in this one spot.
他感冒了，精神力量不够，砰一打，结果就 work 了。
Boom, and it worked.
然后账单来的时候$150，那时候是很贵很贵很贵的。
And then the bill came, it was $150. Imagine it was a very pricely tag.
那个厂长就跟他说：“你怎么会这样敲一下150块呢？”
So the plant manager asked him, "You only knocked it once. How come it's $150?"
啊，他说敲一下只要1块钱。
And yes, this one strike only cost you $1.
但是知道在哪里敲149块。
But knowing where to hit it, that's $149.
啊，所以弟兄姊妹，你一个铁锤子交给小孩子，他也给你到处乱敲，把你的盘子碗都敲破了。
So if you give the hammer into the hands of a child, he will break everything, all of your dishes and all your valuable china.
当一个问题出现的时候，
But when a problem appears,
这个时候如果最需要的是一个螺丝起子 Phillips drive,
what is most needed to fix the problem is a Phillips screwdriver.
需要一个十字的 driver, 你就可以把那个螺丝上紧了。
And with the Phillips screwdriver, you can tighten that particular screw.
你的铁锤就不是一个最合用的器皿。
Then the hammer is not the most useful vessel.
但是当你刚刚碰到这个问题的时候，螺丝起子就没用了，它敲不动的。
But when you discover this problem, then the screwdriver is useless because it doesn't have any weight.
所以第一件事情要成为合用的器皿，就是 available to be used.
So the very first thing is to be a vessel that is available to be used.
如果这个时候神要解决一个问题，需要一个榔锤，但是却没有。
If God has a problem that He needs to solve, He needs a hammer, yet He can't find a hammer.
那我不能说神不能解决，这个例子不好哈，那种问题就被卡住了。
A bad example. God could do anything, but let's say the problem is stuck.
但是你们知道，不是光有铁锤就可以解决问题。
It's not simply having the hammer the problem can be solved.
而是能够交在主的手中，让主来用。
But that the hammer may be in the hands of the Lord, that He may use it.
所以当保罗在这里说主啊，我当做什么
？So when Paul is saying, Lord, what should I do?
他不仅仅承认他是主。
He not only acknowledged that Jesus is the Lord,
他愿意把自己交在主的手中。
That he wants to place himself in the hands of his Lord.
那么怎么用，什么方式用，什么时候用，那是主的事情。
How the Lord use it, when he'll use it, and the manner by which he'll use it is up to the Lord.
所以当我们在这里祷告说，主啊，我在这里，或主啊，我当做什么。
So when we're praying, Lord, here I am, or Lord, what is it that you want me to do?
这是我开头需要先给大家有的一个观念。
I need to have this opening concept that is instilled in all of our minds.
那我在这里一开始讲到保罗的这一生断送在耶稣基督的显现上。
And I said that Paul's entire life has culminated at the appearing of Jesus Christ.
哦，这句话写的好像很残酷哈。
And these words seem so cruel concerning the life of Paul.
特别断送这两个字。
And that is ended, is concluded as seeing Christ.
因为我觉得只有这两个字够位，到位。
I think that these words can fully describe the essence of what happened in his life.
保罗原来有一个非常锦绣的前程。
And Paul had a wonderful future in front of him.
从人来说，特别从犹太教来说，他是人中人，人上人。
From man's perspective, from the perspective of Judaism, he is a head above shoulders of all around.
他博学多闻，他律法熟悉，而且他在律法的义上是无可指责的。
He is well educated. He knows the law, and concerning the law, he said that he is blameless.
他是法利赛人中的法利赛人，那真的是不得了的啊。
He is the Pharisee among the Pharisees, and this is incredible.
他什么都好。
He is good in every way.
而且大祭司众人都重用他。
And the high priest and everybody acknowledged him and wants to use him.
就在他这里拿着大祭司的命令要去大马士抓基督徒的时候。
And when he got the command from the high priest to go to Damascus to arrest or to seize the Christians that were there.
上一分钟这个人的所事跟他未来的计划和前途。
And concerning who he is and all the plans that is before him,
就是他30多年努力结果达到的高峰。
At the very pinnacle of his life, everything that he's worked toward in his 30-some-odd years,
他要继续往前爬上去的时候，
as he's taking that next step forward,
突然天上的大光向他显现。
All of a sudden, the light came forth from heaven above.
因着神怜悯的心肠叫。日光叫清晨的日光临到了他。
Because God's great mercy, the light of the day spring shone upon him.
所以他从那一刻开始，他整个人生改变了。
So from that very moment, his entire life was changed.
我用断送这个字，就是表示他是一个截然的不同啊。
And I use the word ended, means that it's forever changed.
不光是 no turning back, 他不想回去，是他也回不去了。
Not only he could not turn back, but he
He cannot turn back. He doesn't have the ability to turn back.
因为这个异象抓住他。
Because this vision has laid hold of him.
你们可不可以举什么例子回不去的例子？
Can you give me some example where there's no return route for him?
有一个小女孩在花园里面看到一朵很美丽的玫瑰花。
And there's a little girl. She saw a very beautiful rose in the garden.
她叫她爸爸剪下来给她，因为她好喜欢。
And she cut it off because she really loved the rose.
她爸爸把它剪下来，把刺拿掉了，给她了。
Her father.Cut the rose and took off the thorns and gave the rose to her.
她玩了以后，她就跟爸爸说：“爸爸，你再帮我放回去。”
And she finished playing with that rose. She says, "Dad, can you put it back, please?"
放得回去吗？
Can you put it back?
这个花的前途断送在这个女孩的决定上。
The future of this flower has ended at the liking of this little girl.
圣经里面雅各书第二章。
And James chapter 2 it says.
他说：“当葡萄开花放香的时候。”
The Psalm of Solomon, when the grapes are blooming,
要为我们擒捉小狐狸，小狐狸。
Go and capture all the foxes.
因为小狐狸真的像狐狸狗一样，很可爱的哈。
Though they look very cute.
我最怀念我们家以前养的那个小狐狸狗，那个圆圆滚滚的，一拍在地上滚来滚去，胖胖的，好可爱。
I remember we used to have this dog that kind of looked like a fox, and it's so cute and fluffy, and we could pat it around, it'll roll on the ground.
我看我儿子的眼光不太对劲，他可能要叫我再养一只狗了。
I think from the side of Aaron, he wants us to raise another dog.
所以你不会想到这是一个问题。
You don't think that this is a problem.
因为它很可爱。
Because these foxes, they look
so cute. 所以我们留下它来。
So we keep them around.
哪里晓得当它跑来跑去、追来追去的时候。
Not to realize when they start chasing each other in the grapevine.
它把开花的葡萄的花全部给弄掉了。
They ruin all the blossom of the vineyard.
弄完了以后，这棵葡萄树是已经没有结果子的盼望。
And afterwards, this vine has no hope of ever bearing fruit.
将来收成的盼望全部都断送在这些小狐狸上。
And the hope of harvest has all ended.At these foxes.
我想这样子两个例子大家可以明白了。
If I give you these two examples, you can understand what I mean when I say ended.
当保罗遇见主的时候
，When Paul met the Lord,
他不仅仅被主的大光吸引了
，Not only was he drawn by this great light,
他整个的一生被神改变过来
，His entire life has been changed and transformed.
他再也不会回去
，He never wants to go back.
他也不想回去
，And he doesn't want to go back.
他也不可能回去
，It is impossible for him to turn back.
因为是一个完全不同的路
，Because this is a path that is completely different.
在这里我们说到从此以后他有一个很清楚的主
So we said that from this point he has a very clear master
圣经上告诉我们他是要让主在凡事上居首位这是我们去年的主题
The scripture tells us very clearly that the Lord will have the first place in all things in his life
弟兄姊妹你要知道我们每一个人都有自己的主人
Brothers and sisters, I want to remind you all that we all have a master
不管你相信不相信根据圣经来说每一个人都有自己的主人
Whether you believe it or not, every person has a master.
而且圣经很稀奇的它是用几乎用二分法
And the scripture is very interesting that it uses
你如果不是罪的奴仆
If you're not the slave of sin
你就是义的奴仆
Then you are the slave of righteousness
如果不是肉体血气辖制我们
If the flesh and blood does not bound you
就是圣灵来管理我们
Then the Holy Spirit will have control over you
如果不是马门是我们的主
If the mammon is not your master
就是神是我们的主
Then God will be your master
所以弟兄姊妹世界肉体罪恶撒旦都可能成为我们的主
The world, the sin, Satan, they can all be our master
我们的自己可以成为我们的主
We ourselves can be our own master
所以今天到底谁是我们的主
So today, who is our master?
这永远是我们在走主的道路甚至要侍奉神的时候第一个要解决的问题
And it is the very first question we got to resolve when we're walking in the ways of the Lord
我们决定不可能，当然在我们的经历上是这样哈。
And we cannot say it is impossible, though in our experiences.
但是在神的眼中，我们只有两个主人可以挑。
But in the eyes of the Lord, there are only but two masters to choose from.
然后上次讲到有一个人搬到美国中部去。
And one person moved into the Midwest of the United States.
有一天周末，他在那里洗车子的时候。
One day in the weekend, he was washing his car.
他的邻居走过来，就跟他想要跟他认识认识，打打招呼。
His neighbor came up to him, wanted to greet him, wants to talk to him a little bit.
就跟他讲说：“嘿，老兄，这辆车是你的吗？”
say, hey buddy, is this car yours?
啊，一个 beautiful car， 很漂亮，很酷。
It's a very nice car, very beautiful car.
没想到他讲出来这个，他说 sometimes 有时候是我的。
And so his response was, sometimes it is mine.
啊，这个邻居就很好奇，为什么会是 sometimes， 为什么是有时候呢
？So this neighbor was very curious and began to ask, how come only sometimes?
然后他说，我的女儿要去看朋友开 party 的时候，就把她开走了。
So when my daughter wants to go see her friends, she has a party, she'll take the car.
我的儿子想去看球赛，想跟朋友 hang out 的时候，他又把她开走了。
When my son wants to go to a game or hang out with his friends, he'll take the car.
我每一次把她洗完洗得干干净净的时候，我的太太就把她开走了。
And every time I wash it clean, my wife takes the car.
然后每一次它脏的时候，需要加油的时候，他们都交给我了。
Every time it's dirty, every time it needs gas, they say, "Dad, it's your car."
啊，所以它的 ownership 就是需要洗车的时候，需要加油的时候。
So his ownership is only at the period where it needs gas and when it's dirty.
弟兄姊妹，你觉得像不像我们哈
？Brothers and sisters, do you think this is exactly like us?
啊，很多的时候我们快乐的时候，根本忘记主是谁，连主怎么写都忘记了。
A lot of time we're so happy we forgot even how to spell the word Lord.
然后我们不需要主的时候，真的不记得他是谁。
And when we don't need the Lord, we totally forgot about him.
等到我们碰到难处的时候，我们想到耶稣。
And when we're in troubles, ah, Jesus.
但是在保罗的这一生不是这样。
But in Paul's life, he did not live that way.
当他真遇见主的时候
，When he truly met the Lord,
他不仅仅问说：“主啊，你是谁
？”He not only asked, "Lord, who are you?"
他接着就问说：“主啊，我该做什么
？”And then he says, "Lord, what do you want me to do?"
啊，那弟兄姊妹，我们就看到他这一生就成为主的囚虏。
So his entire life now he's become the bond servant of the Lord.
他不只是用 servant， 他是用 slave 这个 bond slave 这个字。
He did not use the term servant， but he used the term bond slave.
啊，这个 servant 是可以换的，可以走的。
And servants can come and go.
啊，但是 slave 奴隶是主人的所有权，是一个财产一样。
But a bond slave, a slave is a possession of his owner.
在当时是不可能有任何罗马公民会用 slave 来形容自己的。
And no citizen of Rome would ever call himself a slave.
因为他们可以买奴隶来伺候他们的。
Because the law allows them to purchase people to be their slaves.
所以保罗太知道这个字的意思是什么。
So Paul knows exactly what this term means.
今天我们这个时代很少人有观念是 slave 的观念。
And nowadays it's very difficult for us this concept of slavery.
但是保罗太清楚了。
But Paul knew very well.
所以当他遇见主之后
，So from the moment that he met the Lord,
他就甘心在主的面前称自己是主的奴隶。
He was more than willing to call himself a slave of the Lord.
啊，就像昨天晚上 Brother Ernest 讲到 slave for Jesus.
And just as Brother Ernest shared last night that I'm a slave for Jesus.
哎呀，弟兄姊妹，太感人了。
And it does move our hearts.
我相信在我们里面，我们很少有这样子的意念。
I know in us, seldom do we have such a thought.
我们会愿意侍奉主。
Yes, we're willing to serve the Lord.
我们会愿意听他的话。
Yes, we want to listen to the Lord.
但是我们很少在身份上，我们是这样子的认定说，主，我是你的 slave.
But positionally, seldom do we say, Lord, I am your slave.
不管你叫我做什么。
No matter what you want me to do.
不管你怎样要求我。
No matter how you require me to do it.
不管你把我摆在怎样的处境里面。
No matter where you put me.
我信任你，因为你是我的主。
I trust you because you are my Lord.
我顺服你，因为你是我的主。
I obey you because you are my Lord.
弟兄姊妹，这是当时 slave 的态度。
That's the attitude of a slave in those days.
但你就看看我们今天在侍奉上很不容易哈。
You just discover the way we serve, we're not very much like that.
我已经常为我们教会弟兄姊妹侍奉的态度感谢神。
I'm very thankful for many of the way brothers and sisters serve the Lord at our church.
很多人任劳任怨，光为了退休会、办公室同工也好 ，AV 同工也好、大会同工也好，背后不知道花多少时间。
So many brothers and sisters spend numerous hours. In and out of the church, just preparing for this one retreat.
我们都以为聚会本身就会自动出现的。
And sometimes we come, we think, oh, the meeting just happens by itself.
你看背后花多少功夫。
There's so many services and hours spent.
光要安排住宿就不得了。
Just to prepare where everyone is going to lodge, it was difficult already.
你说哈，我睡在地上还需要花这么多功夫安排出来的。
You say I'm sleeping on the ground and require somebody to spend effort to.Coordinate all this?
你不晓得为了让你睡地，人家花了多少的智慧、恩典和力量。
Just to coordinate it so that you would sleep on the ground, so much effort and wisdom has been placed into it.
然后冒了多少的风险，可能会绊倒你，可能会挨你骂。
And they worry that they may stumble you, they may be scolded by you.
后来左看右看，你还蛮属灵的，把你安排到睡地了。
They look at you, they think about you. Ah, this is a spiritual brother or sister. He can sleep on the ground.
每一件事都不容易的。
Nothing was easy.
但弟兄姊妹，我们在主的面前，如果我们真是这样子，为己无所求，为主求一切。
And we could truly say the words, "For myself, I sought nothing, but for the Lord, I sought everything."
那我相信我们在主的面前会很不一样啊。
Then I trust that when we're before the Lord, we'll be completely different.
那现在我们来到保罗这个问题。
And now we come to Paul's question.
保罗问的是什么问题
？What did he ask?
主啊，我当做什么
？Lord, what do you want me to do?
然后我的第二个标题是什么
？And the second bullet on the outline.
保罗的这一生都以得着基督为至宝。
And to have lay hold of Christ as his utmost prize for the entirety of his life.
所以你们可能会想说，余弟兄，你是不是时差太厉害了？这个信息怎么搞得不连贯
？And you're probably saying, brother, you're probably going through some jet lag. Your outline seems to be out of joint.
加油哈！我们两个都有时差，那个。
We're both suffering from jet lag.
有传染的，我刚刚跟他握手，他都不跟我握手，怕我传染给他。
Pastor, you wanted to shake my hand earlier. I wouldn't shake his hand because I was afraid that I would infect him.
他说我刚刚跟他握手，他不让，是因为他怕传染给我，因为他有感冒。
Amen.
这有一次有一个福音朋友来教会，听完道以后，那个邀他的就说：“哎，怎么样？你今天听得怎么样
？”So one time a gospel friend came to church, and the person who invited him asked him, "How was the service today? How was it?"
因为看他那个朋友一直中间在打瞌睡，哈，断断续续的。
And noticed his friend kept falling asleep.
他说：“你们牧师讲道还不错了，只是不太连贯就是了。
”And your pastor speaks pretty well, but he doesn't seem like the message flows very well.
因为他听一听又睡着了，起来再听一点，再听一点。
Because he listens, he falls asleep. He listens, he falls asleep. Of course, everything is out of joint.
所以讲的还不错，只是不连贯。那我现在要对你们醒着的也跟你讲，看起来不连贯。
So for those of you who are awake, seemingly it doesn't fit.
保罗问说：“主啊，我当做什么
？”Paul says, "Lord, what do you want me to do?"
我在这里却说，保罗的整个一生都是以得着基督为至宝，为作为回答。
Paul lived his life entirely to gain Christ as his utmost prize.
弟兄姊妹，我们平常讲到我。碰到事情，我们第一个想就是我该做什么。
And when we come across something, the very first of our responses, Lord, what do you want me to do?
但是神在乎我们所是的，永远过于我们所做的。
But Lord cares about who we are more so than about what we do.
在我们真正能够被神用之前，我们必须先成为一个对的人。
And before we can be used by God, we need to be the right person.
在我们能够真正被神拿来祝福别人之前，我们必须里面真正有福在我们里面。
Before God can take us and make us a blessing for others.Blessing must be inside of us.
当我们说到亚伯拉罕蒙召的时候
，And when we say Abraham was called,
他是我们信心的祖宗，我们都是亚伯拉罕的子孙。
He was the father of faith for us, and we are all of his descendants.
所以神召亚伯拉罕的目的就成为我们蒙召的目的。
And so call on Abraham became the call for us.
神为什么召亚伯拉罕
？Why did God call Abraham?
考考大家，这么久了，这是我第一个讲的人物，是吧？亚伯拉罕为什么蒙召
？Why was Abraham called?
朋友。你收听了节目后有何感想呢？请你在活在耶稣里福音网页下端点击联络我们，在主内分享彼此的见证好吗？如果你需要我们为你祷告，也请留言，我们愿主耶稣通过他的真理和圣灵工作帮助你不断在主里更新生命。